The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Schools have sounded a warning about highly addictive nicotine pouches being used by students. These tiny pouches, which users tuck inside their lip to deliver a nicotine hit, fall outside of existing laws on tobacco and vapes. The pouches are based on the Scandinavian tobacco product called snus. I'm joined now by Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how much do we know about the students who are using these nicotine pouches, so-called snus?
Not a whole lot, and that's the worrying part about it. It was very clear when students were smoking cigarettes. It became clear when they were vaping. They could be seen. It's much harder to catch them at that, but it's impossible to know when a student has a very small pouch tucked between their gum and their lip to know how many students are using these pouches.
Now, have you actually seen these in schools? Have you confiscated any of them?
A lot of principals would have confiscated them, or they would have, maybe somebody would have picked it up, a student might have dropped it out of their pocket. And what brought it to our attention first really was that some of these pouches were found on the corridor that had fallen out of a student's pocket, and principals didn't know what they were initially, and through kind of an investigation realised that they are nicotine pouches. So I would say at this point that every school would have experience of those nicotine pouches.
Now, can you describe them to me? I mean, are they something, given that the nicotine has got to come through the material of the pouch, they've got to be permeable in some way. I mean, are they like a tea bag, or what are they like?
That's exactly a very small tea bag that the it's not dissolvable, but it's like a very small tea bag, and sometimes they can have a little flavour in them, a mint flavour or something like that, so that to entice the students to use them. So they're a very, very small little kind of gauze pouch that you wouldn't know what it was unless you knew what you were looking for.
Now, the word comes from the Swedish name for snuff, and it's pronounced either snus or snus in America. Do we know how it came here?
Well, I suppose snus is a tobacco product, and it's banned for sale and use in the EU, and it's originally Swedish. So I suppose students were getting it online is what they were. I mean, if you look at a number of years ago, we noticed the increase in epidemic of vaping. So schools became more vigilant. They put in procedure supervision to try and kind of reduce the incidence of that. So there were sanctions for students. So the number of students vaping dropped and moved towards these pouches. But they have stopped using the snus pouches because they're more difficult to get. They get them online. There is tobacco in them. It causes staining on the teeth. So the nicotine pouches have become very popular among teenagers.
Now, what is the effect supposed to be?
Well, it's a nicotine hit, the same as I suppose many adults would get from smoking a cigarette. And some students would use the nicotine as a way to say that's my crutch. It helps me to get through. It helps me to relax. But in reality, as we know, the nicotine addiction, as it wears off, you become irritable, your concentration levels drop. And many schools will be noticing these behaviours among students.
So they might, at the beginning of a class, be absorbing the nicotine through this pouch, and then eventually the effect wears off, the elevated concentration wears off, and then they feel they need more.
That's how the nicotine addiction works. And I mean, our young people now are more health conscious than we were back then. So they may decide that they need to wean themselves off the nicotine. And that can be very, very difficult as well, as anybody who's tried to give up smoking has found out. So that increases the irritability, the anxiety, there is a big fear, I suppose, that the longer term, the students will not reach their full potential as a result of this.
Now, do you know where the habit derives from? I mean, are they seeing it on TikTok? Are they seeing it online? Are influencers peddling this kind of stuff?
I think what our students are seeing it is a lot of professional athletes and a lot of influencers are using it. And I suppose Jamie Vardy came out quite strongly that he was using the nicotine pouches and other sports stars. So students don't see the danger in it. They don't see the potential long-term health effects that it would have on them, because they just feel that it helps to calm them. It gives them that, I suppose, immediate instant hit, and they're not aware of what the long-term implications of that would be for them.
And I presume they can persuade themselves, this is not like smoking, there's no tar in my lungs, so therefore it's not harmful to my health.
They would perceive it as safe, the same way as people say, well, if they're vaping, it's better than smoking. But they shouldn't be smoking, vaping, or using the pouches. The nicotine is the highly addictive, and it is the substance that causes the changes in behaviours and attitudes.
Now, is it illegal to buy these things online? Is it illegal to import the pouches?
Because there is no tobacco in the pouches, there is no legal basis for restricting their sale or use here in Ireland. So these pouches are available in local shops, in garages. There's no age restriction on them because the restrictions apply to the use and sale of tobacco, not nicotine. So they're sitting in a loophole space at the moment.
Yeah, and you can see ads on telly and online and so on for nicotine patches to help people give up the fags. So in theory, these kind of products could fit into that particular niche, and they would say, this is to help me with wean myself off the fags. So it's difficult to legislate for, I would think.
Very difficult to legislate for. And I mean, for many students who are using these, they would never have smoked. And they may have vaped or they may not have vaped. So it's certainly not been used as a means to give up smoking cigarettes. It's been used because the nicotine is an addictive substance. It gives the student a little hit. They view it that it helps me to get through things. It helps me to cope with stressful situations. It helps me through my day and all of that. But that's the short-term gain. It's the long-term pain that they're not aware of.
So, Paul, what do you want the Department of Education to do? What do you want the Department of Health to do? What do you want the government to do?
Well, I think the government they are in the process of banning the sale of vapes to students under 18. But they do need to look at this loophole and see how we can protect our young people. And that's a kind of a medium to longer term strategy, I suppose, to remove these from access to students getting access to them. But in the shorter term, we have a whole load of students who potentially have a nicotine addiction. So that needs to be looked at. But equally, I would be asking the Department of Health to issue a health advisory notice to schools so that to help them initiate that conversation with parents and students and to highlight the dangers for young people using these pouches.
Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.